Victory over Japan, VJ Day. September 2nd marks the 61st anniversary of the formal surrender of the Japanese Empire to the Allied forces. But VJ Day has traditionally been observed on August 15th, the day after Japan informally surrendered. A few weeks ago, I found a link to live radio broadcast of August 14, 1945. Radio announcers cut in on big band music as the news broke. Japan accepts Allied terms. The war is over. Victory has been won. From Cincinnati, Tom McCarthy spoke above a background of train and factory whistles, together with church bells ringing out the news. Tom McCarthy said this, "You wondered about your own loved ones back on December 7, 1941. You wondered whether they would survive it. Many of the boys will come marching home, and others will lie beneath the white crosses and stars in far places, places whose names we never heard before Pearl Harbor Day. The American people have a new litany of names which have been consecrated by American blood, a litany which tells of far places and calls up the vision of beach landings in an inferno of fire and steel." I emailed the link to my father, who served in the Philippines with the Army's 25th Infantry Division. Last month, my father heard for the first time the jubilant American radio broadcast of VJ Day. My father's battalion had been sent to the combat range on August 11, 1945. Rumors were flying that the Japanese were expected to surrender within the next 24 hours. 23 hours later, the radio broke. When my father returned to camp 3 days later, Radio Saigon announced the Japanese surrender. My father told me there was no shouting or dancing. Every soldier sat on his bunk and stared into space. He believes that everyone prayed a silent prayer. My father was one of the soldiers who liberated the Philippines, hitting a beachhead in Luzon where they were shelled and strafed. He kept a journal during World War II, and he described how he felt in January 1945 when, aboard a ship in the Bismarck Sea, he finally learned his combat destination. This is what he wrote. "I've often wondered how I'd feel when I found out for sure that I was going in and where. No different at all. All I can say is that it's like seeing next week's news printed this week. It should be quite an adventure if I live through it, something to tell my grandchildren, because I'll probably still be shaking too hard to tell my children." My father was able to tell his children his story. Every VJ Day, I stop and say a silent prayer of thanks that my father came home and is still here to tell his story. Silence and tears usually overtake me when I try to describe the debt we owe to the greatest generation. But there is one thing I want to say out loud, and that is, thank you, Daddy.